Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to AbsoluteComfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
I am a fan of Senator John Kennedy. No. Not Pak the Ka and Havid Yad, John Kennedy. Louisiana, John Kennedy. And I'm a fan of Senator Kennedy because, well, he's often hilarious, but he is always remarkably, remarkably honest.
The president's budget took my breath away. His numbers are extraordinary. We're going to run out of digits here. It's a $6.9 trillion budget, $4.7 trillion in new taxes that will affect everyone over 10 years, $18 trillion in new debt, a cut to defense. The president says that his budget will solve our financial problems in Medicare and Social Security. That's not true. Anything seems possible when you don't know what you're talking about. The Wall Street Journal just reported that the president's budget will add $11 trillion in a financial shortfall to Social Security and Medicare. The only way I know how to improve the president's budget is with a shredder.
The guy is absolutely spectacular. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC. Good morning. Every single time he talks, he's bringing up subjects you love being brought up and you get a chuckle.
Dr. Letterman, do you believe, based on your observation, you seem to be a very intelligent, well-informed man, based on your observation of Mr. Xi Jinping, that Mr. Xi Jinping will ever do anything that is inconsistent with China's best interests in the name of global climate change?
I understand that China has a federal carbon tax.
Okay. Yeah, but faced with a policy, okay, where China does something that's not in its best interest, but it does it because it's in the global best interest. Do you think President Xi would do that?
I think that President Xi understands that we have to work together to address this global problem. Yes, I do. And it will be in the best interest of China to work with the United States to address this problem.
So you think the answer is yes?
I think the answer is that it's in China's best interest to work with the rest of the world to address this problem, as it is in the United States' best interest to work with the rest of the world to address this problem, to create harmonized incentives to reduce
emissions. Do you believe in the Tooth Fairy?
No, sir.
Do you believe in the Easter Bunny?
No, sir.
Do you believe that Jimmy Hoffa died of natural causes?
No, sir.
Okay.
The guy is a treat. An absolute treat. But what he did yesterday was more than just being a treat. It shows that through the humor, you can actually get to a point that is remarkably devastating. Like he does here, anybody who believes that China would do anything not in their best interest is out of their head. Trusting China is an ignorant position. It doesn't matter what hedge fund or capital group, venture group you control. If you believe that you can get China to go along with you because you're doing the right thing, you're a fool. Senator Kennedy proved that well. In this case, it has to do with a judge and asking a question that anybody who studies the law should know the answer to. The popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe. Then grab your popcorn because there is more. There is a nominee for one of the courts by the name of Cato Cruz. And Cato Cruz is a nominee for U.S. District Court of Colorado. The Biden administration has been extremely effective at getting judges onto courts. Trump was extremely effective. Biden's been extremely effective because of a Democrat-controlled Senate. Elections have consequences. These consequences are going to be bad for all of us. Then again, I wouldn't worry about it because I'd start ripping apart some of these courts. The only court that exists via the Constitution is the Supreme Court. Everything else is a creation of Congress and therefore can be taken away. If I was president, I'd be pushing Congress to take away some courts. Oh, he doesn't believe in the rights of the people. I don't believe in activist judges. What can I say? I'm decent that way. Senator John Kennedy is asking questions. And one of the questions involves how you would analyze a Brady motion. Now, I must tell you that I'm not one of these people on Twitter who believes they know everything at all times. You see, they're a foreign policy expert until there's a legal conversation, and then they're a legal expert. Because you have Google doesn't make you an expert. It just makes you a loudmouth freak on social media, desperate for attention. It's weird. A Brady motion is the idea that the prosecution has to give evidence to the defense that could very well be favorable to the defense. You have to provide them the information that you have. How else could one have a fair trial? And this goes back to Brady v. Maryland. This is 1964. Thus, something like this, if you were in the legal world, would mean that anybody who has been a first-year law student, I would assume, knows of this principle. Anybody who has an interest in the law knows of this principle. This idea of a Brady motion. It would seem to me as an outsider looking in, and I'm sure I'm going to see on Twitter from a lot of lawyers, people who are actual lawyers, yes, people know. I'm going to get the text in about 3 seconds. Yes, people would know. This is something that you would know. This is something that if you were being called upon to be a judge, you'd have a clue about. And this is how it went in that hearing.
Tell me how you analyze a Brady motion.
How I analyze a Brady motion?
Yes.
Senator, in my 4.5 years on the bench, I don't believe I've had the occasion to address a Brady motion in my career.
Do you know what a Brady motion is?
Senator, in my time on the bench, I've not had occasion to address that, and so it's not coming to mind at the moment what a Brady motion is.
Do you recall the U.S. Supreme Court case, Brady v. Maryland?
I do recall the name of the case, Senator, yes.
And what did it hold?
I believe that the Brady case I believe the Brady case involves something regarding the Second Amendment. I have not had occasion to address that. If that issue were to come before me, I would certainly analyze that Supreme Court precedent and apply it as I would need to the facts in front of me.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
It's one thing to say, oh, look, there's Senator Kennedy trying to trip up a judge. Senator Kennedy trying to play gotcha. Is that gotcha? Something that lawyers would consider standard. That's not gotcha. That is a Senator John Kennedy asking a legitimate question to ensure that the person in front of him has the understanding and the capacity to be a judge on the district court. Don't we want a standard? John Kennedy does good work. Honestly, thusly, directly. And I'm going to keep being a fan as long as he keeps up being intellectually curious and honest.